really are shaping, I know it kind of sounds kind of hokey, really, but we are helping to shape what our future is going to look like.
You're listening to the Life in Deep Ellum podcast, exploring the sacred in art, faith, and community. Thanks for being here.
Hey friends, Chris here with the Cultural Center at Life in Deep Ellum. Over the next few months, Joel, Gina, and I will be doing some interviews with our community partners. We have longer versions of these going on our Facebook page, but we also want to make sure our podcast subscribers hear condensed versions of these as well. This interview is with Janie Bordner, who works with New Horizons of North Texas. If you want more information about them, you can take a look at the show notes or check out the Life in Deep Ellum website to see how you can get involved. Okay, so obviously I've already said your name, but I'm curious if you can let us know who you are and what you do with New Horizons.
Well, my name is Janie Bordner, and I am the executive director of New Horizons of North Texas, and we're a faith-based nonprofit organization that works mainly with at-risk students and youth in the DISD school district in East and Southern Dallas.
Okay, cool. So New Horizons, can you tell me a little bit more about that organization, a little bit more about what you guys do, some details on that?
Sure. Our mission is really to empower at-risk youth to kind of reach their full potential. And we do that through offering tutoring, some faith-building times, and mentoring is a very, very important part of our outreach. And we have a lot of literacy components, some STEM components, and we have a summer camp. And it's an after-school program, and right now it's all virtually.
Okay, very good. And so you told me a little bit about that summer program. And I think, I reached out to you back in March or April when COVID first started happening. And I know you guys needed some help with that. Can you tell me more about that? Because that was so interesting to me.
Well, we are in four schools, two elementary schools and two after school programs at Hexter and Sanger in East Dallas. And we met after school every day for 3 hours, either at the elementary school or the middle school. Mm-hmm. And we met physically on campus with our kids. So when schools closed, we had 80 kids going, wow, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And so everybody went virtual. And so a lot of our families did not get the equipment that they needed to really be successful in school. A lot of our kids were doing their homework on their phone. I can't even read my phone most of the time.
That's right.
I have to have like two glasses, have the biggest phone on the face of the planet, still can't read it.
Yeah, I understand that.
There is no way I could have done English and algebra or anything on my phone.
But it's impossible.
They were, making their best effort doing it. And so we were really there. We said, what can we do? So we immediately, within a week, took all of our programs from in-person on campus to virtual programming. So we, we kept the same hours after school. Mm-hmm. And so we added components where we could help the students with their homework. Yes, we're in close contact with the teachers and the school personnel and administration there. So we can ask, how we can help with homework and, what kind of exercises we can offer and that kind of thing. So a lot of our families struggle not only with having the right technology, but a lot of them are not English speaking at home. Mm-hmm. So they were having a hard time reading all of this, English homework on a little bitty smartphone and then trying to help their student be successful. Yeah. So we set up volunteer mentoring hours where you could sign up as a family or as just one of the kids in the program to get one-on-one individual help with your homework. Mm-hmm. And that's in addition to our reading circles that we have. We have a reading club for one for boys, one for girls, where they decide what book they'd like to read. And so it's kind of like Oprah's book club, only it's for, elementary and, preteens.
Yeah.
And so, we decided just to keep on doing that. And then it kind of grew during the summer, because if you remember back in the summer, there was nothing for anybody to do.
I know.
You couldn't get out of your house. You were ordering your groceries online. Everything.
Yes.
So they were starved for things to do. So we put together a full day summer camp for 8 weeks, and it included a STEM programming that really had some great components. We were learning about artificial intelligence. We were writing our own code. And I say we, because I had no knowledge of any of that before I actually went to the classes.
Yeah.
And so now I can actually say, what some of the languages were.
Sure.
A new language is Python. So we were really working on the Python language. One of our eighth graders became so proficient that he actually started developing his own video game.
That's amazing.
Which I thought is, I cannot wait to see it. I want to play it when he gets on.
Yeah, yeah. That's very exciting. So, logistically, I'm curious, you and I talked a little bit yesterday, but can you talk a little bit about like the amount of staffing that you guys have versus the amount of students that you're helping and how volunteering works and all of those sorts of things?
Well, we don't have an office because, we're all virtual right now. And so, we were very fortunate to have an office at at White Rock United Methodist Church. And, after COVID hit, we all had to leave our offices. And so we just made the decision to not have an office right now until we kind of figure out what the future holds for, going back to school and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So we like and cannot do our work without volunteers. And it's really easy to volunteer. You go to our website, newhorizonsofntx.org. You fill out a form. It goes directly to our program director. Mm-hmm. She calls you up. We do online virtual training. We also do background checks because we work with children. We do a reference check as well. And then we try to pair you up with a child that you can help. And, you're kind of their mentor. We'd like to have each one of our children have a mentor. Right now, we started this year with 80 children. We're probably going to be at 100 before December. Wow. And by the end of by next fall, we'll be at 150.
Wow.
So we're kind of growing very fast, and we need a lot of volunteers. If mentoring's not your thing, please feel free to sit on an advisory board or sit on a committee for one of our events. We do a golf tournament and a chef event every year. Or just kind of, if you like to do office work, we're always sending out things. Or if you're a social media person, we definitely need help getting our social media, up and running and out there. So really, if you just want to volunteer any way that you possibly can, we will really welcome you and help you find what you like to do.
Oh, that's fantastic. So just so for anybody who's watching right now, you can either go directly to the New Horizons of North Texas website if you're interested in volunteering. If you're not sure or you can't find the website or whatever, you should be able to. But the Life in Deep LM website also has a link to New Horizons and to that application. So if you're interested in volunteering. So Janie, could you talk a little bit about the time commitment of being a mentor? What does that look like? How many students do you have if you become a mentor? How does that work?
If you become a mentor, you have one student, and that's the student that you get to know. We've had some volunteer mentors that have worked with kids from first through the, sixth grade. And it's really they're able to build a bond and really kind of get to know each other. But that's not the case with everybody because, some people want to, mentor different people, and that's fine. So we have one child per mentor, and we have 8 mentor sessions that last about 45 minutes apiece each month. And they're usually in the late afternoon, like 4:30 or 5:30.
Sure.
And we ask that our mentors commit to 7 out of the 8 times per month, because if you have a kid that comes in and their mentor doesn't show up, then that kid is, left by themselves. Mm-hmm. And so our staff definitely will, fill in the gaps. But, it's important to spend time with the person that you're making a commitment to this child, and you are setting examples for this kid. They can, and by, you showing up and you keeping your commitments, it's really letting them know that they are cared for and that, they're respected and, that kind of thing. And that's really, really very important.
Yeah, so I can imagine that consistency is super key in these situations. You know, I used to volunteer for a kids camp that happened every summer for kids who were in foster care, and usually it was kind of tougher cases. But one of my most like valued and treasured memories from doing that for myself was that I did it, I think, 4 years. It was either 3 or 4 years in a row, oh, and every year I got the same kid. And so, you know, it was fun to be able to like go back, and I got to see my little guy again, and it was just like, it was fun to see him grow up, and he was excited to see me. And so, I can imagine like having a consistent presence in your life, someone you can trust, someone that you can ask questions, maybe be vulnerable, or whether that's about school or life or whatever. I'm sure that that's super helpful.
It really is. It's very, you know, when you're working with young kids or preteens and, you know, young teenagers, it is very important that they have consistency in their life, yeah, and that you model the behaviors that you want them to go out into the world and possess. So, you know, you want to model, you know, punctuality. You want to model that, you know, your word is your bond. So if you say you're going to do something, then you need to do it, you know, that kind of thing. So you want to model those, because that's the way we want other people to treat each other when they, you know, grow up, when they are in the workforce, when, you know, they're taking care of me when I'm older, you know, that kind of thing. So we really want to model the behavior that we, you know, want to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I was going to say, as a volunteer, it kind of keeps me on my toes too, because sometimes, you know, especially being in quarantine with your family, sometimes you really take them for granted,
yeah,
and you don't use some of the best behaviors towards the people that you love the most. So it really kind of keeps you on your toes too. And you're like, wait a minute, you know, I'm asking these kids to do this. I need to do this too. So, you know,
You can see too how something like this might, you know, it might help you to maybe for your character to be shaped a little bit better, right? And
absolutely.
Then by doing so, I can also imagine that it helps us to maybe build the kind of community that we want to see, right? Because there's so often, I know you and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, it's so often that like we think of like community change from a top-down perspective. You know, we've got a national election coming up, and a lot of us are focused on who's going to be the president or who's going to be up at the top, when really like some of that change happens one-to-one, or, you know, inside of streets or neighborhoods or communities. So I think that's, I think from what New Horizons is doing, it strikes me that that's what that is, that you're doing grassroots change first and trusting that that's going to help change things.
That is absolutely true, because these kids that we're working with are going to grow up to be the president.
Yeah.
They're going to grow up to be, you know, in Congress, lawmakers. They're going to grow up to be teachers. You know, so we really are shaping. I know it kind of sounds kind of hokey, really, but we are helping to shape what our future is going to look like.
So, and I'm curious, what is it about your faith and the faith of the people at New Horizons that drives your purpose?
Well, I have seen, you know, I'll just be real candid. I have seen God work in my life in so many ways. I mean, I really should not be here. I've been involved in an accident and had to, you know, learn how to walk and talk and do everything over again. I have been involved in so many things that I know has been God's purpose for me. And that's really the foundation of New Horizons. We believe in the foundation of what the Bible says: treat other people the way that you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. It is our duty to help other people, to provide for those who need, you know, other things. Really, so that's really what our foundation is all about, and what we're trying to do. And that is, you know, how we believe that you can build a more positive and a stronger community.
Yeah.
And you know, we don't say, look, you have to be a certain religion, you know, but we do have a faith-based component when we're talking to kids. And we do have a Bible scripture, you know, every week. We don't force anyone to participate if they are uncomfortable, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, they will be exposed to, you know, faith-based components. So, yeah. But that's how we believe. And so You know, and we just think that that is the way to build a good foundation for not only ourselves, but other folks.
So that's actually super exciting. I really love that. That's the driving factor behind what y'all do. I think of that about Life in Deep Ellum, right? Like Life in Deep Ellum has a faith community that's a part of the umbrella of our organization, but it's not everything, right? But there's a fundamental like core. The faith community describes itself as creedal. So we affirm certain truths about the world, but then we use that to drive us in like community action. It doesn't mean that, even everybody and that's a part of our community is would describe themselves as a person of faith, right? Like, but absolutely. there's something bigger going
absolutely.
On. I think I have just one last question for you. How do you think we can help you at this time during COVID, during social distancing, whatever it might be?
Well, you know, we thank you so much for your financial gift to us. That was a lifesaver for our summer program. So really, we'd love for you to volunteer. You can volunteer for an hour. You can volunteer for 7 hours a month. It's really kind of up to you. But we also would love for you to become a monthly donor. $50, you can sponsor a child for the entire year. Mm-hmm. Or coming up, we're having an adopt a family in Christmas. And so we'll start that campaign in November because a lot of our families, our families have suffered, probably 90% of them have had somebody that's positive for COVID in their family. Yeah. They've suffered a job loss. There have been a lot of hardships in our families. And so we're going to ask people to adopt a family and provide, one or two presents for them for Christmas, maybe a gift card for, groceries, that kind of thing. So really just go to our website, newhorizonsofntx.org, and it will kind of walk you through. But really as small as becoming a monthly donor at $50 just to adopt one child for the whole year, that will make a huge difference in somebody's life.
Yeah, it does seem pretty simple, right? And even honestly, the mentoring, right? That's actually not that.
So.
I mean, it's somewhat of a commitment, but it's not that big of a commitment. Although you did mention you guys have training too, right? What's that like?
We do. It's really so you'll go through maybe a couple of hours worth of training on how we do how we present the curriculum and what our curriculum is about and that kind of thing. And then you are paired with one of our staff members for the first 4 weeks or so, or until you get comfortable wanting to be a mentor on your own. And then we are always, we're always monitoring every mentoring session. So anytime you need help or if you have a question or whatever, somebody's always there to help you. So it's not like we just say, oh, hey, you're a mentor, and then say, get back with us later. We're really always there for you every step of the way. So the training beforehand really is only 2 or 3 hours. And then you're paired with a staff member for as long as you think it's necessary, but usually about 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting. So just to clarify for everybody listening, you can do a recurring donation, right? You can you can adopt a family for Christmas. That would help a lot. Or you can volunteer in a couple of different ways. You can mentor, you can help with social media or sit on an advisory board, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's
or help with our golf tournament. Anything you want to do.
Anything you want to do. You heard it from Janie.
Okay,
well, thank you, Janie. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you to everybody at Life in Deep Ellum that's listening, either on the podcast or Facebook Live or wherever you're hearing this. So good to hear from you guys. Good to see you. And we will hopefully see you soon with some more community partner interviews.
Thanks so much.